This is Classic Drive with Vanessa Hughes on ABC Classic.
And I'm right here by your side until 8 o'clock. It is your request in 25 minutes, and we are doing classic westerns all week long on Classic Drive. So what westerns do you want to hear in 25 minutes? It's time for you to send in your request, 0437 236777. I have to tell you what, today, for the first time ever, I am not the decider. Because Russell Torrance is. We've dragged him back into the studio. He may be tired, but we don't care. Russell, how are you feeling?
What time is it?
It's very late for you.
Have you got some coffee?
Well and truly in the PMs for you, Russell. How are you feeling about picking the request date? Can be quite a lot of pressure.
I'll use your guidance, Vanessa.
All right, I'll be here for you. The real reason Russell's here is to share with you what he's put on his otherwise completely secret, his own business, Classic 100 Music for the Screen ballot. He's brought along some of his favourite screen scores for you. First of all, though, let's hit it with some classic Western. Joan Crawford, in all her fabulousness, in 1954, the score to Johnny Guitar. Victor Young scored the 1954 Johnny Guitar, the main titles, the original soundtrack. It's 7 minutes past five. I'm Vanessa Hughes, and right here, Russell Torrance.
Hello.
It is time to show us that ballad, all right? Now, first up, you've been banging on about this one since the Classic 100 Music for the Screen launched on Friday.
Sorry.
You just won't pipe down about it. North by Northwest. Now, out of all of the Herman and Hitchcock collaborative efforts, why this one?
Look, the music's great. We'll hear some of the music in a second. But the simple answer is Cary Grant.
Oh,
he's brilliant in it. He's hilarious. Now, are you meant to find Hitchcock films as funny as this? I mean, maybe I'm the only one in the world that finds this music, this movie incredibly funny, but it is. It's the way that he plays it. It's just so funny. Every scene has something you belly laugh at, and there's this great interaction with his mother. Everything's about his mother, and this kind of like sense of thinking, where the hell am I? What the hell's happening to me? Instead of being terrifying, it's like slapstick, isn't it? It's wonderful.
And the music, though, especially in the overture, always sort of epic, always bordering on, is it shrill or is it just coming back to lush? It's always exciting.
It's grand. It's grand, but it's over the top. It's over the top in recognition of the fact that this isn't a straight film. It's really quite amusing, isn't it? This guy's journey from being an ad executive on Madison Avenue to suddenly being mistaken for somebody else and going on a train and climbing up Mount Rushmore, and the music's just there taking you along every step of the way.
Here it is, North by Northwest, the overture by Bernard Herrmann.
Thank you.
Well, your classic breakfast company, Russell Torrance, picking it because it's an old classic that absolutely always and probably forever will live up to the hype. Bernard
Great
Herrmann's,
cocktails, isn't it?
I mean,
in the film.
Look, that's a perfect sell, isn't it?
Yes.
Bernard Herrmann scored to North by Northwest, the overture with Esa-Pekka Salonen, the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Russell Torrance has dropped by on Classic Drive tonight to share with you what's on his Classic 100 Music for the Screen ballot. At 12 minutes past five, Russell, we've arrived at one of my childhood favourites.
I thought it was all about me, not about you. Look, no. I've got to jump in here, Vanessa, because you know those kind of films you only ever see when you've been to the pub?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And somebody goes, oh, put on this film. I've got a whole list of films.
I feel like this is all a veiled dig at me, but sure, continue.
Yeah, I've got a whole list of films that in my life I've only ever seen late at night on someone's lounge. And this particular film's a childhood favourite of yours. I don't mind telling everyone in Australia that I was round at your house one night with my wife. and you said, oh, let's put on Picnic at Hanging Rock.
And I think that, you know, you guys were like, why?
Why?
And
we were just about to leave and get our coats and everything.
I just didn't want you guys to go. I just wanted the night to keep on going. And I love this movie and I have watched it so many times it's an embarrassment. And I could watch it young, old, sober, or absolutely not sober as the case may be. I don't know what it is, Russell, about this movie for me. There's something just so quintessentially, beautifully Australian about it.
Weird and tragic.
Yes, weird, tragic. Depending on what mood you're watching it in or what phase of your life you're watching it in, you might have this completely different read over what on earth is happening there and what has happened to those girls at that rock. And the score, which obviously uses some Beethoven beautifully in parts, it's Peter Weir at his absolute best, but those beautiful Romanian panpipes, which have just become so synonymous with the Australian bush. There's something magical about it. Here's the score. One of you says, so beautiful, so ethereal. Another one of you said, Jorge Zamfir had his moment in the Australian sun, that is for sure. Such a wistful, gentle tune. And, you know, ultimately, a traditional Romanian folk song that Zamfir played and arranged on those panpipes, Marcel Cellier playing the organ, became this sound synonymous with the Australian outback in one of my favourite scores, Picnic at Hanging Rock.
This is Classic Drive with Vanessa Hughes on ABC Classic.
18 minutes past five. I'm with you until 8 o'clock. At the moment, you are joined by your morning voice, Russell Torrance from Classic Breakfast. And look, Russell, I have to say, lots of different views coming into these movies. Pat says, the music in Picnic at Hanging Rock is okay, but the movie was silly and worse, boring. Now, I feel like that's more in line with what you and your wife thought when I made you watch it at 10 p.m. at night after a few.
Is that un-Australian?
I think it's highly un-Australian. I think you and Pat should be ashamed of yourselves. It's an incredible film. Now, we are hearing your favourite film scores, TV scores, game scores tonight, Russell Torrance. I do not know what to make of this one. What on earth is the fall and rise of Reginald Perrin?
Well, this is me confirming that I am not cool.
Excellent.
Okay.
Well, I already knew that.
There we go. Look, you wanted me to bring along a film or TV show that I was obsessed with as a kid and I still love. And this is the first one that sprang to mind, The Fall and Rise of Reginald Perrin. It was a BBC sitcom from before my time, from the 1970s. Leonard Rossiter was the actor in it. And this is hard to describe. This is about a middle-aged, middle-class, professional man in London. Mm-hmm. He's got a good job. He's got a nice wife. His kids are fine. And
His kids are fine.
They are. He's got grown-up children and grandchildren, even though he's in his 40s. Go figure. Mm. Anyway, but he's gradually losing his mind. And the reason that this sitcom was not more popular at the time was that this was a subject that people didn't want to engage with back in the 1970s. I reckon. That's my theory.
Uh-huh.
It's just done in such a marvelous and kind way. And there's three seasons. The second season, he sets up a business selling rubbish, and people buy it, and he makes himself a millionaire. And he's trying to prove a point that capitalism's bad, but he ends up becoming a millionaire. And then the third season, he ends up setting up a commune for the middle-aged, middle-class, and depressed people, and ends up being a marvelous success as well. So it's just such a lovely, heartfelt, funny sitcom. And everyone should watch it. That's why I picked it. And the music's by Ronnie Hazelhurst.
Oh, look at those little Tweety birds at the end. Look, it's not very,
very
long. Russell, this is a 37-second screen score that you love.
I spoke for about 2 minutes about it. But it's such lovely, kind of slightly sad music. It goes really well with The Fall and Rise of Reginald Perrin. Have you got anything longer, Vanessa?
I do, and it's a blockbuster. Yes. I've got a blockbuster. I'm going to ask you to pick one that you can't say no to. Here's one I cannot say no to for all those dinosaurs out there.
Thank you.
I mean, you just sort of have to roar along with it. You know, you can sing along to other pieces of classical music.
My two-year-old is excellent at roaring.
I love roaring with your son. It's one of my favourite things to do. It is 25 minutes past five.
People wonder what the hell you're talking about.
It is 25 minutes past five. You're listening to Classic Drive. I'm Vanessa Hughes. Russell Torrance has gate-crashed the program this evening, and he has been kind enough to share with us what he has voted for in the Classic 100 Music for the Screen. You heard the immensely epic 37 seconds theme for a TV show that Russell loved as a little boy and still does, The Fall and Rise of Reginald Perrin, and quite a few of you on the text line loving this TV show as well. Go Russell, one of you says. Reginald Perrin was fabulous and so funny.
Somebody else saying grot shops. Who knew we were seeing the future? Vanessa, remember I explained in season two, he's trying to make a point against capitalism, ends up becoming a billionaire because of these grot shops that sell absolute rubbish. So thanks for your input, and I'm glad that I'm not the only one old enough to remember that show.
0437 236 777. Jurassic Park was a blockbuster I can't say no to. Russell Torrance, what's a blockbuster you can't refuse?
I'm going for an obvious one, okay? I'm going for the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Number one is okay. It's excellent. Number one's excellent. I love the bit with the fireworks. It's all very good. But it's all very cozy, isn't it, number one?
Yes, it's a feel-good flick.
Number two, The Two Towers. Oh, my goodness. It's bleak, isn't it? That battle, the rain, the orcs. And then number three, with that, it just gets better and
number
better.
Number three with its 3 billion endings. And you can pick whichever ending you like, really.
You're getting your coat on and you think, oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm going to sit back down for another 40 minutes.
That's it.
Let's hear the sounds of Samwise from your favourite, The Two Towers. You were hearing just a little bit of The Two Towers, Howard Shore's immense, magical score to The Lord of the Rings, the second installment there. It's a blockbuster score that Russell Torrance, you can't say no to.
Oh, yes. Somebody's saying, this brings tears to my eyes. It makes me want to do a Samwise Gamgee impersonation.
Well, now you've done it. Do it.
Mr. Frodo. Nice bit of fried fish.
Oh, that was tankers. Good.
Was that good?
I'm surprised and impressed.
Hey, Vanessa, just so you know, on Monday on Classic Breakfast after 8 o'clock, there might be a Middle Earthling in the studio with me. I'm not going to say who it is. It's not one of the orcs.
Is it going to come in full outfit? Is it this Middle Earthling?
Is it? Are they?
No. Are they coming?
And it's not Christopher Lee. He died. It's one of the other ones, okay?
Okay. I am looking forward to it.
That's a Monday after 8 o'clock.
Come home with us. This is Classic Drive with Vanessa Hughes on ABC Classic.
That was me being rude as ever, cutting Russell Torrance off. That's
it's
Monday
okay.
on Classic Breakfast. Some Middle Earthling superstars coming by, and that's not a cosplay fan. That's someone from the films, I understand.
Your mind.
It is 28 minutes to 6, and that makes it Request O'Clock, Russell. I put in your hands today. So have you made a decision? There's a lot of pressure. You don't upset anyone.
I've just been looking through. You wanted Westerns as the theme, okay, for this week. That's what's been happening on Classic Drive. So, look, I've been going through. There's three people have all requested Morricone's music from an absolute classic. One of them's Tessa. You say your husband has a cowboy hat, and so you like Westerns.
All right, Tessa.
Okay.
As if you needed me to clarify, that was the sounds of a showdown in for a few dollars more. Another epic Western score by Morricone, lousy with fabulous percussion. Now, if you missed Russell Torrance's impression of Samwise Gamgee, that's a huge mistake. You should go back later and...
Frodo.
Okay, there's a little bit of it, but it was better before. Go back online later on tonight and listen to it. abc.net.au/classic. You can vote in the Classic 100 while you're there. Polly says, my son thinks that was an actual hobbit. So there you go, Russell.
No one's I've got hairy toes. Look, Vanessa, Classic Drive, it's Vanessa. And I'm Russell, and I get to be with you until 6 o'clock, 24 minutes to 6. Vanessa, one of your favourites is a classic. I thought you were going for Killing Eve here, but it's not.
It's not. I'm going all about Eve, which, you know,
right.
I mean, look, the two have some crossover. Women that are absolutely terrifying, yes. That can teach you some cautionary tales about life. I mean, look, I just think this one, with another incredible score by the great Alfred Newman, is just chock-a-block with incredibly nuanced, complicated grown-up lessons for life about dealing with people. And, you know, the older you get and the more complicated things get in your life when you get adult problems, the more this movie resonates with you. All About Eve. It's Bette Davis at her best, that sweet little cameo of Marilyn Monroe's. Here's the score to All About Eve.
Thank you.
Ross, you're on board, out for an evening walk on Gadigal Land in Redfern. Wow, all about Eve. I mean, it's an incredible movie. Any movie scored by Alfred Newman's awesome. That's an old classic that absolutely lives up to the hype. I'm Vanessa Hughes. The Classic 100 Music for the Screen has launched, if you didn't know. You have to go and vote for your favourite scores for the screen. That could be film, it could be TV, it could be video games, abc.net.au/classic. Russell Torrance from Classic Breakfast is here sharing with you what he's voted for. Russell, I wonder if you're at all concerned that scores for TV shows, such as the Reginald Perrin theme you brought us, of all of its immense 37 seconds in duration, are going to be somewhat drowned out. You know, they sit in the shadow of these immense scores by people like Alfred Newman, John Williams, Morricone. Are we going to forget the wee TV theme songs that just put smiles on our dials?
Well, TV music's different, isn't it? It tends to be lighter. It tends to be, it tends to be more present and bright. But you're right, it's very short. Imagine if the top 100's all movie TV themes. It'd be very short. Classic 100 on the 11th and 12th of June.
Shortest
it'd be over
in
100
history.
Minutes. Would be finished by lunchtime.
And you've brought us one of your theme songs here. Who's Snuffy?
Snuffy. W.G. Snuffy Walden, an American composer. He wrote the music from the West Wing. Vanessa, do you want to know why it's called Snuffy?
Yes.
Everybody wants to know why it's called Snuffy. I did a bit of research in anticipation of that question that I prompted you with anyway. So his mother's maiden name is the same as a famous snuff manufacturer. Obvious, isn't it?
I mean, not really. I wouldn't say it's obvious. It's still great, Snuffy. W.G. Snuffy Walden. We are hearing some true Americana here. It is a theme to the West Wing. Practically epic length for
yes.
A TV theme. Almost a whole minute there, Russell.
There's even a B section. Well done, W.G. Snuffy Walden.
Look, he was pushing the envelope, wasn't he? With his score to the West Wing. I also noticed you didn't bring us the first version. So in that first season of the West Wing where it's absolute middies and synths and they couldn't afford an orchestra yet.
It's really bad, the first version. But the second version, a real orchestra. And, God, I love watching the West Wing. It's great.
It's
been hard to watch recently. To be honest, for the last 6 or 7 years.
It is a TV show that was very much a product of its times. It's hard to imagine anyone making, you know, a political show of any kind that is so earnest anywhere.
It would have to be a comedy.
It would have to be a black comedy like Utopia.
Yes.
60 Minutes to Six on Classic Driver, exploring Russell Torrance's favourite scores for the screen. He has voted thusly in the Classic 100 Music for the Screen. abc.net.au/classic is where you go to vote. Here's one that's on my ballot, Russell, and it is a TV theme, but it goes for a whopping 3 minutes.
Well done.
This is a composer who I really think is inheriting the Morricone mantle. For unexpected sounds, he scored The Mandalorian, which we played earlier on in this afternoon's show. He then was asked back to score the next television installment in the Star Wars expanding universe.
He has great hair as well.
He certainly does. He's a sort of a hippie type fellow, Ludwig Göransson. And what does he do when he sits down to write Tamura Morrison's standalone theme, The Book of Boba Fett? He says, "Yeah, I'm just not going to use many instruments at all. I think I'm just going to sing this whole theme myself."
Hum-da-dum-hum-da-dum-hum-dum-dum-hum.
mean, it sounds like it's almost just a sort of Three Sheets to the Wind sing-along.
It sounds like the Swingle Singers, the doobie-doobie-doobie-doobie-doobie.
Those harmonies are camp and sensational. And you're hearing the actual composer of that music, Ludvig Göransson, singing all the parts himself with just doobie-doobie-doos. And
well done, Ludvig, if you're listening.
La-di-das. It is the new theme song to the new Star Wars TV show called The Book of Boba Fett, bringing back the sensational Tamira Morrison into the Star Wars family fold. It's 11 minutes to 6 on Classic Drive. I'm Vanessa Hughes. This here is Russell Torrance. He's taking you back now to some comfort viewing, Russell.
Well, yeah, I'm going back to the 70s, another BBC sitcom. Sorry, everyone who's under the age of 40. And another theme tune by Ronnie Hazelhurst. And look, this one from Yes, Minister, Yes, Prime Minister, is basically the Big Ben chimes over a beat. That's all it is. That's all it is.
But it's genius.
It's great. It's great.
Yes, Minister, by Anthony Jay and Jonathan Lynn, starring Paul Eddington as the Right Honourable James Hacker MP and Nigel Hawthorne as Sir Humphrey Appleby, with Derek Foulds as Bernard Woolley in Open Government.
I mean, absolutely.
It was talking.
Introduced by a narrator, really.
Oh, very good.
That live very studio good. Pitter-patter of a clap. It. The episode where they set up a quango to investigate the viability of other quangos. That show is artwork, Russell Torrance.
Some of the episodes are not even that funny because they're too true to life. You think, that happened the other day.
It gets very bleak, doesn't it? The mirror is really sharply with your life and your government in focus.
Now, Vanessa, are you going to take us somewhere scary, please, after that?
I really hope so. And look, yes. I do feel like this is quite revealing. But okay. When I am having a hard day, I like to sit down and watch Alien. I can't explain why. That's my comfort viewing. Anything,
it's an odd choice.
Anything in the Alien franchise, a perfectly well-adjusted human being. Thanks, Russell. Alien, the end titles score for that first one by Jerry Goldsmith. Russell Torrance, we've got time for one more pick of yours. What else has made your Classic 100 ballot?
Look at Gone from Music by a fellow Scott, Patrick Doyles from Glasgow. And he started out as an actor working on films with Kenneth Branagh and knocked on Kenneth Branagh's door one day when they were making Henry V and just said, can I write the music? And he did. And it's just superb. It's just superb. And the first voice you'll hear in a minute is Patrick Doyle. But the real reason I wanted this evening is it's the first CD that I ever bought. I think it was about 15 or 16. And we used to listen to it on family holidays. So this music by Patrick Doyle from Henry V makes me think of my family.
No, nobis Domine, Domine. No, nobis Domine. Sed nomine, sed nomine. Tuo da glori. Sed nomine tuo da glori.
And that's how you do a build. It starts off so wholesome and it gets more and more epic from Henry V, Non Nobis Domine by Patrick Doyle. Russell Torrance, thank you so much for sharing.
I've had so much fun. Thanks, Vanessa.
A weird and wonderful hour of music. I'll catch you after the news.